It's the Ball and Real Raw Radio, Roger JP Show, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. At Roger JP on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. Like us and follow us. And you too can make a comment on the show.
David Lee Roth canceled all those.
I saw that yesterday.
His residency retirement. He canceled the rest of it. I don't know what happened.
I think he's blaming COVID.
Is he blaming COVID for it?
I would think maybe he's the lead singer of Van Halen, and his reputation probably got around that he just doesn't sound that good anymore, honestly. And I think maybe tickets weren't selling, so.
Because he canceled the New Year's shows, and then he canceled the rest of the retirement residency.
Yeah,
and he sends out something on Instagram, just like this blank, empty road, and it just says a funny thing happened on the way to Vegas. That's all he wrote. And then I'm like, he's got 130,000 Instagram followers. I would think that the lead singer of one of the biggest bands in rock and roll history, not the biggest, but one of them. They're in the, top 20, right?
Yeah, something like
that. I figured he would have more than that. Unless he's just of a certain age and, that audience didn't follow him over there or something. I don't know.
That's still all right.
I was surprised by that.
Well, David Lee Roth and then Kiss also canceled theirs, and they made up other reasons, but I feel like both are because they're not selling tickets because, people didn't know if they should even buy tickets. Am I even going to be going to Vegas when they
finally
come in? The
problem was with Kiss is that we sold too many tickets.
Is that what it was?
And COVID regulations said you could only have X amount of people, and we said we wanted to have every fan possible there, and the venues were holding 10,000, but for each show, 50,000 people wanted to attend.
Wow.
And so we said,
big, Gene.
If we cannot help having all our fans there in one spot, then we will have none. That's what we'll do. But we'll take the paycheck anyway. We'll make it up at a later date.
So Gene Simmons from Kiss, let me understand, you guys canceled your residency because too many people wanted to go.
Too many people want to see this band. They have been doing it for 50 years. Yes.
Question. I was going to ask, do you have any reason why they would sell so many tickets? Like, why do they...
We're the biggest band in the world. I'm the man with the longest tongue.
Yeah.
Monica, you saw them this past summer, didn't you?
I did. Yes,
I did. And I saw you in the audience.
Ooh. Did you?
I flashed for you to come backstage, and you did not accept my invitation.
Oh, I might have been too drunk. I'm sorry.
That's why I was flashing at you. I was eyeballing you. Yeah. I wanted you to eyeball me, if you catch my drift.
Gene Simmons, so you're the biggest band in the world, or whatever you said, so all the tickets. Mm. So will you ever have any reason to not tour, to retire, to go away, or you're just always going to be around?
We are on the retirement tour now. Okay. So we're looking at a date of 2032 to wrap all this up in a nice tight bow.
I wouldn't be surprised.
We're 3 years into this retirement, aren't we, at this point?
A long time.
Of it got pushed by COVID, but we got to be 3 years into this, no?
Correct.
It's called the end of the road tour.
Right.
It feels like you're nowhere near, you're in the middle of the road tour.
It's an interstate right now. It's like I-95 right now.
You're stuck.
Well, the road is a NASCAR track. It just keeps going around in circles.
We're still in Florida at the moment on 95.
Are you?
So we're making our way up north, back to home in New York.
Very slowly.
So it's at the end of that road, I-95.
If I may, sir, another question. Do you feel in any way, shape, or form that you stole from Boyz II Men with End of the Road?
Oh,
that's a strange question.
We were,
in fact, I wrote the song "End of the Road" for Boyz II Men.
Oh, I see.
So, in fact, I gave them that idea, which then re-sparked it in my head all these years later.
Did you collaborate in any way, shape, or form with Mike Calta? Because I feel like he's responsible for that song as well.
I thought so too. Yeah. I thought Calta was somehow involved with Boyz II Men as well in that song specifically.
Him and Gene Simmons have a lot in common.
They sure do.
we co-wrote it together. And I was responsible for Motown Philly. Back again.
Doing
a little East Coast thing with Pitbull Toddler.
Mike, I have a question for you, if you don't mind as well.
Since
you are responsible for Motown Philly, which is a great song, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Are you also responsible for the dance that goes with it? And do you do that dance when... you sing that song?
I don't do it, but we've got backup dancers right now that does it.
Gotcha.
I got Spanish and Pap. They do it.
Oh, I can see that.
They do it now.
Sure.
I just, my knees aren't what they were. So I just stand there and play the bass and I just look sexy. That's all I do.
You and Gene Simmons, again, more things in common. Playing the bass.
I taught Gene Simmons how to play bass.
Oh, did you?
Oh, no.
It's true. That is the one thing I did not do was teach myself bass. That was thanks to you, Michael, and I appreciate that.
Wow, you guys are close, Gene. You call him Michael. That's very nice.
Yeah, we got that kind of relationship. A lot of respect.
It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
Oh, maybe we leave that to Boyz II Men, maybe. I have a question.
I wrote that.
Good job. Is there any way I could talk to Brett right quick?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Brett.
I'm here.
I have a question for you. I've always wanted to know this. Mm-hmm. Do you ever feel bad that you're always out of the room when all the celebrities come into the room and chat?
It does kind of suck.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Because I do like taking pics with celebs and that kind of stuff. So it's like you come back and I'm like, hey, what happened?
Yeah, no.
What do you mean Gene Simmons was here? It's so crazy.
That's crazy.
What do you mean Mike Calta was here? I wanted to meet him.
I know.
Guy Fieri wants to take you out for lunch somewhere.
Oh, no.
Guy, where do you want to take him for lunch?
We're going to go to the back of a tour bus in Tuscaloosa.
Oh, really?
Or Lusa or something like that. Uh-huh. In Roger Lusa.
Really? What do you make in the back of that
We're
bus?
We're making double bacon cheeseburgers with donkey sauce. It's all coming up.
What is that?
Sauce. And that sauce doesn't come from a donkey.
Okay.
Oh, thank God.
That my mom was working in the back.
It comes from Roger. Special homemade sauce on the back of the tour bus.
I thought you were going to tell me it was in Tijuana.
That's next with JP as he tries to evade the cops.
Oh, Guy, you listen to the show. That's nice. Thank you. We appreciate it.
You guys got a killer show.
Oh, killer? Is it good enough that it's actually out of bounds, or are we close to out of bounds?
We're going to go out of bounds once again to Tijuana, where we try to keep JP in Mexico in jail while Monica laughs. It's all coming up.
No, I'll watch that.
Dr. Phil, what do you think about the show?
I like those nut puns, if I'm honest or not.
Yeah,
I like to say people are nuts.
Yeah, did you like that whole segment, huh?
It was good. The Catch Me Outside Nuts one was my favorite. What was it again, Monica? You remember? Nuts Me Outside or something?
Maybe that was it. I don't know, but I have a question because, I mean...
It was the Cashew Outside.
Girl. Oh, Cashew Outside.
Yeah. You should know
I made that girl a millionaire.
You sure did.
I feel like that show would be really good to watch, and I feel like people would kind of gather for it, maybe have a watch parties, and I feel like maybe drunk sub teacher would show up to, to said party because... You know,
party,
it's a party, and she's going to want to have cocktails with everybody, so I would think it'd be nice to...
Oh, my God, it'd be such a great time. We'd have so much fun.
You'd probably drink too much there, too.
Oh, my God. I drink the right amount.
Oh, no.
Hey, Pope, she didn't just puke on you, did she?
Oh, no. You guys have a crowded studio.
My God. You don't even know, Monica. The body odor in this place is unbelievable. A bunch of sweaty guys and the drunk teacher in one room.
So much vomit.
Oh, no.
It's just... it's everywhere. Disgusting.
Oh, my God.
Mm.
Deplorable behavior.
Did it get on your robes?
All over.
Oh,
I need a new robe.
Oh.
Anyone have a Tide stick?
I didn't know Popes knew about Tide sticks.
Yes. Oh, it was invented by... The Lord.
Pope, maybe you should have white on all the time. Maybe you should just, stick one in your hat, underneath your hat, and just carry one around.
Don't ruin the secret.
That's what's in there? That's what's in
Is
there?
Is that what the Pope
the
keeps?
The Tide stick is in the paper hat.
Oh, really?
Extra large one.
Oh, the big hat.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
But then you have the little beanie thing. Do you have a mini one for that?
Yes.
Oh.
All sizes. You can't be too safe with the Tide stick.
Whoa.
I'm sorry, Pope!
Oh, not again.
Well, now be careful, drunk.
Oh,
can
Jesus.
Security keep her away from the Pope? Is there any chance? That's
Jesus,
twice now she's
why?
Vomited on his robes.
Why, Jesus?
I feel like the only person who is good enough to host a party of all those people in a studio is Rich Guy, because he's the one who could make sure everybody is in one spot. And
he ties them all together.
Provide entertainment, and
I don't party with peasants.
Oh, no.
You'll never find me in this room again.
What?
I've been duped.
How are you going to elevate your feet with all those people in there?
I'm going to elevate my feet on their heads.
Oh. Well, I feel like the Pope is good company for you.
Yes, right? He's perfect. He's got that high hat. So I put my foot right on top, the most elevated you could be. I'm near Jesus.
So that's about the level of society that you need is like a Pope, Jesus,
Guy Fieri's rich, super rich.
Yeah, but rich guy wouldn't hang out with Guy Fieri.
Yuck!
Oh, no.
Really?
Is he new money?
Terrible. It's taking me to these dives and gas stations and hole in the walls with no service.
Well, rich guy.
Well, yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
Dirty forks!
What?
And plates.
Yes.
Is that from Boston Bobby and Sully and all those guys?
Oh, no. That's it. I can't. No.
I would never hang out with that freaking guy. That guy's weird. He's so friggin' loud. He's like my boy Sully. Loud and screaming, talking about dirty forks and... And hanging on the corner,
right.
Drinking Dunkin'. He wants to drink Starbucks now. He's fancy now. He's like a rich guy, drinking Starbucks all the time like Calta.
You know, Bobby, you and Sully probably don't even know who the Pope is, so here's a film strip.
Well, the Pope originated a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Oh, look, film strip guy.
Yeah, I love film strip guy.
That's so nice of you to show up to give us some basics on the Pope. That's so nice.
Of course. He wears white.
Until today.
And white. Back where I'm from is right. Oh. Until it won't be.
Whoa.
We fast forward. Don't worry, Monica. It's okay. This is back in my time.
Oh, yeah. That is true. Yeah.
Things change. Sometimes for the better.
And so then I think you need a DJ at this party, and Funk Flex is probably the only one who can do that.
That's right, let's do this!
Jesus Christ. You want to do the top 10 list, or we'll get you out of here?
I can't even find it. There's so many people in here.
When you say, let's do this, Flex, is that what you mean? You want to get
the top
10 list going?
You know what, JP? We were going to do the top 10 list, but it's stuck on a dock somewhere, and I just feel like it's not
there
gonna...
are so many top 10 lists here. It's just unbelievable.
Why can't
there's
we get
so
the top
many.
10 list here? Doc guy, I
can't
understand.
I got boxes of them.
Yeah.
Going back to 2006.
Can't you get the boxes to us?
I can't do that.
Why?
Listen, it's not on me.
Oh.
We got a president in office who is paying people to not deliver these top tens. So here's another dead guy. I got dead guys. I said, dead guys. I just got enough cell service to text you one. There's it again. So we'll do another dead guy now.
Oh, look, JP just found a top 10 list I could do.
Yeah. There you go. I sent it over paper airplane.
Yeah. You wrote it down quick in his garage in 7 seconds and paper airplaned it to me, and it just landed.
It is. Right in the head.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.